Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 61 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Sean Delaney.
It looks like that something happened, that a settlement was reached, and that's really all I know about it. I'm like everybody else. I'm reading it in the papers.
An Eastern Kentucky Republican says calling for Speaker Jeff Hoover to step down from leadership could be premature.
Candidates for local elections can file to run next week.
A hearing for a man accused of attacking women with a machete at Transylvania University has been delayed.
Five people have been arrested in Scioto County during a drug bust.
The fate of Rowan County's former middle school is still unknown.
In sports, Rowan County starts the playoffs tonight in Kenton County.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Cloudy night with lows of around 51 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
An Eastern Kentucky Republican in the Kentucky House says it's premature to say if Speaker Jeff Hoover could lose his leadership position over allegations of sexual harassment made against him. According to Representative Jill York of Grayson, the House's GOP members are caucusing today to discuss a story in the Louisville Courier-Journal that says Hoover paid to settle such claims made against him by a former female staffer. York says she and the House's other Republicans need to learn more about the situation before deciding Hoover's future as Speaker.
You know, I think we're all going to have to be a little bit more in the know about what we're talking about. I think many of the members are like myself. We've only read the press reports. We haven't had a chance to, you know, kind of hear any information that's come out of our caucus about it or any actual information from the Speaker himself about it.
York, who served for several years in the House with Hoover, says he has always been professional with her when she had dealings with him. She also calls him a good family man.
Kentucky's Republican House Speaker Jeff Hoover declared Friday that he would not give up his leadership post over reports that he settled a sexual harassment claim with one of his staffers. Hoover declined to discuss the allegations at a healthcare conference where he was speaking Friday morning. He said he would absolutely not resign. He says his fellow Republicans and the state House of Representatives still plan to meet later Friday to discuss his future. The Courier-Journal published a report Thursday evening based on anonymous sources that Hoover had settled the complaint outside of court. Others with knowledge of the incident declined to comment. The revelation comes as Hoover is trying to muster enough votes in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives to pass a bill that would make substantial changes to the state's public pension system. Republican State Representative Phil Moffitt said the allegation, quote, calls everything into question.
State lawmakers say Governor Matt Bevin's pension reform does not have the support it needs to pass the House. Spectrum News' Pure Politics reports that even with a Republican majority in the House, there are not enough votes to pass Bevin's proposal. State Budget Director John Chilton says the state is facing huge financial obligations if something is not done about the pension system.
There are some really tough policy decisions that are going to have to be made in all areas that are in consideration now and in special sessions, as well as the upcoming budget. The next budget's going to be brutal.
Chilton says if lawmakers do not do anything about the pension system, the ARC will be included in the budget for the 2019 fiscal year. It will cost the state $700 million more than the previous fiscal year.
The Labor Cabinet has collected the unpaid wages for October for Kentucky workers. WMKY's Kenzie Thompson reports.
The Labor Cabinet collected a total of $57,401 in unpaid wages. These wages consist of unpaid overtime, withheld final paychecks, illegal deductions of pay, and lower pay than the legal minimum wage requirement. It could also include unpaid breaks, time clock shaving, mandatory tip pooling, and prevailing wage violations. The Labor Cabinet is in charge of enforcing Kentucky's wage and child labor laws and enforcing the prevailing wage requirements that were in effect before the enactment of House Bill 3. The Cabinet also enforces corrections and violations and collects back wages that were improperly withheld from employees. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Kenzie Thompson.
Candidates hoping to hold locally elected seats can officially start their campaigns next week. Filing begins on November 8th for all county elections, including judge executive, magistrates, county attorney, county clerk, sheriff, and jailer, as well as mayoral and city council races. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis says you can get updates about who has filed every week.
I will update on my website who all has filed for office weekly, so you'll always be able to go to the Rowan County Clerk's website and find that out. Also, the paper will run notifications of who's filed, and the last day to file will be January 30th, so they'll have ample time, you know, to get all their papers and stuff filed.
Elections for the U.S. House, State's House, District Judges, Commonwealth Attorney, and Circuit Clerk will also be held in 2018.
Kentucky 4th District Congressman Thomas Massey plans to run for re-election. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has the story.
Massey, a Republican from Lewis County, has announced he will seek a fourth term in the office. According to the Daily Independent, Senator Rand Paul has endorsed Massey's re-election bid because he considers him to be one of the strongest supporters of the Constitution. When asked about the newly unveiled GOP tax reform bill, Massey says he's excited about it. He believes that reducing the U.S. corporate rate from 35% to 20% would make America competitive in the global economy again. Massey also stood by his decision earlier this fall to vote against the $7.85 billion package to help victims of Hurricane Harvey, saying he would do it again because he considers the national debt the country's biggest problem. For WMKY, I'm Logan Pemberton.
We'll have more of your local headlines after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Morehead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with